This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It is Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80. But it's neither Bart nor Hahn. It's Braden and Fitz. Braden Gall, Jason Fitz, in for the guys, presented by Progressive Insurance. Braden and I, old friends, not only knew each other, but then got to work together on 102.5 The Game in Nashville for a year. So we get reunited from the mornings. We go to the middays, hanging in for the guys on ESPN Radio and having a little bit of fun as we go through everything presented by Progressive Insurance. When it comes to, we're gonna talk to some expertise, get some expertise, I should say. I'm going to learn to use the big words, Braden, that soon on all things football.
One day we'll tell the story on the air about doing a radio show at 6 a.m. after celebrating a Western Conference championship for the Nashville Predators until about 3 a.m. Or did I just tell the whole story?
I mean, there are rare times that you look at it and say we're going straight to work from a wild downtown Nashville street party, but that's what we did. Maybe we should have called out, which is part of what we've been asking you guys about, like the craziest ways that you've ever called out of work in honor of Tom Brady, just possibly taking a vacation or going to do a reality show in the middle of camp. We don't know, and at some point we hope to know. I'm sure we will figure it out. But let's get a quick call in here while we await our guest. Travis in Virginia Beach, thanks for calling the show, Travis. What do you got?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So about a couple weeks ago, actually, I got stung in the face by a wasp. My whole face swole up. That was the easy one to just take a selfie. Like, yep, I'm going to miss a few days. And then for those that are out there, I've been on the job before where other people said they got stung. It's like, oh, man, I need to hurry up and go and get my EpiPen. Oh, if I get my EpiPen, then I got to go to the ER room. It's like, oh, man, I better call my mom, see if I'm allergic. I might be dying. I don't know. I got to go, man. I got to go.
Wow. Look, and thanks for the call on that, Travis. I would say this. I don't know that I'd call out for the wasp sting, but I would definitely take the picture and hold the picture for when I really need to call out on something. Seems like a better strategy. You bank it, you hold it for later.
Make it like an. But what if it's like an NFT though, and like you can't, it's all like they know exactly what the time, date, and stamp is on the picture. Like it depends on how bad your face looks. Like at some point, I know we both have faces for radio here, buddy. But like,
if your face
is so blown up that you can't work, like I don't know. I don't think you need to try to go in there, Fitz. I think you need. It's okay to take a U day. I think if you get, stung in the face by a wasp.
I mean, you say face for radio, and I say this often when I get to sit in for Alan Hahn. One of my bosses at ESPN texted me a long time ago and said, why do I feel like Hahn looks like the superhero version of what you want to be, and you're like the Clark Kent? You're like the everyman trying to be Alan Hahn. So, like, just picture shorter, less good-looking, hair's not quite as perfect, less jawline. Like, that's, basically what I'm going for. I'm going for, like, tiny Hahn. That's what I'm trying for. Justin in Alaska, let's get one more in here. Justin, what you got? Thanks for calling Barton Hahn.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. This was one of the guys that worked for me. He called out and let me know he couldn't make it in because it was Mother's Day, which, I respected that. I love my mother, and I'm sure he does his. But the big thing was that he was already over an hour late, and I didn't know he wasn't there. So it was kind of crazy.
Thanks for the call on that. Do you just get to call out for Mother's Day, though? Like, does that – like, look, y'all know I don't have a relationship with my mom. Braden, I'm going to have to go to you on this one. Like, can you just call and be like, it's my mom's day. I'm out today.
Senior mother correspondent Braden Gall reporting. as somebody who now has, like, three moms to deal with, because, like, my I've got kids, so now I've got Mother's Day for my wife, and then I've got my own mom. I've got the in-law. Like, I got the whole deal. I'm celebrating three Mother's Days in one, and that's a Sunday usually, right? I don't know. Like in my younger days, that's fine. But I think you have to plan. You better have a good strategic game plan if you're a 40-year-old man, which I am, to have to be working on Mother's Day. Like that's a big one. Like you have to plan that thing like weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks in advance and make sure you get that one off. If you've got if you've got kids and a wife and two moms, like you better plan that one better. That's Belichickian level of preparation there.
If you don't have Mother's Day off, though, one thing to remember is that nobody else does. So why do you suddenly get to be like, sorry, guys, calling out today? Like, you don't get – like, that's not your holiday and not everybody else's. So, like, I have a hard time with the thought of, like, well, you're riding up to your job at Home Depot and you're like, sorry, guys, it's Mother's Day. I'm out. And everybody else is like, well, it's my mother's Mother's Day too. I don't know how that works. And we joke about it, but Braden, I think there is also another serious portion of this conversation. And to be real, as much as there are a million fun excuses, maybe it's the Masked Singer, maybe it's, you know, he
Botox.
Yeah. I've got a story on the Botox. Our drummer for the band Perry, I don't think I'm violating any trust here, Boone. You know I love you. He got Botox right before the CMA Awards, and it actually had a bad reaction to it. So I was driving to Bridgestone Arena the day before the CMAs, and all of a sudden it was like, hey, he's having a bad reaction and can't come to rehearsal, which means you can't play the show. So I had to find another drummer that was already playing the CMA Awards that knew our songs well enough. So my buddy, thank God, stepped in and played for Scotty McCreery at the time. I was like, hey, I need a drummer like now. Can you go? All from Botox. See? So like maybe, but we make these jokes, Braden, but there is also an element of like, if there's something real going on, I can't imagine what that sort of would feel like for him, and what if there's something more serious than any of this that we're joking about, I don't know how that wouldn't play into Brady and his outlook for the season.
Yeah, I think that's the real interesting angle to all of this. I think we can joke and have a fun time with stuff that's quote-unquote not serious, right? Like he had a family vacation planned, or, again, needed to get his tips frosted and had a great haircut, or, you know, Botox. We can joke. Jury duty. Like, we can have fun with that. That stuff doesn't affect you long term. It doesn't affect your mentals. It doesn't affect the way he's going to prepare or be ready. I would also argue that probably Tom Brady is, at this point of his life, pretty good at compartmentalization, I would argue. Be that great at anything, you sort of have to be weird when it comes to, like, how compartmentalized you can be in life. But the bottom line is, let's just step back for, like, a human moment and just say, if this truly is something genuinely concerning or scary or serious that he's dealing with outside in his circle, right? Whatever it is. This is radio. We can speculate. I get it. But, like, let's be responsible for a second and just say it's very serious. If it's very serious, I don't know how that's not something that affects his mental makeup for longer than just this week. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I know, again, it's not my business what that is. It's nobody's business what that is. But if it's something so serious that you can't – now, again, maybe if this is the regular season, he doesn't call out and he's still out there, and maybe it's just camp that makes it less serious, right? Maybe it's just practice that makes it less serious. But if it is, I don't know how that doesn't affect you a little bit more than just the week off you took, if that makes sense.
I think part of this, Braden – he's Braden Gall, I'm Jason Fitz. We're in on Barton Hahn. Part of that, too, comes down to it wasn't that long ago that Brady's retiring. No, he's not retiring. He's back. He's not back. I think it's pretty natural, right or wrong, it's pretty natural to start to stack evidence in some situations like this. And you say, okay, here's somebody that looked like they were ready to walk away and then decided that they weren't ready to walk away, and they come back. And now we're a couple of weeks into camp, and maybe there was a predetermined, maybe there wasn't. Nobody really knows the details. We just know that they're getting a week off, which is a weird thing. There's a simple way to handle this. If he was going to all along have this week off, the Bucks and Brady could have avoided this entire conversation. Like, a month ago, they could have said, hey, you know, just so that we don't have to answer this question every single day for the next 3 months, here's what's going on. So when you see all of this come together this way, now you're stacking evidence, but I don't blame you for doing that. Like, if you're looking at it saying, hey, guy may not want to play, but then he does want to play, and now he needs to step away, like, I think it's fair to look at all that and say, A, is he okay? B, is everything going to be fine? C, will it affect any of his mentality going into the season? Probably not. But D, what happens if there's a problem in the season? Like, these are all things we don't know.
Well, and again, to your point, all of this – sometimes what happens when you don't give all the information, even if you believe that it's not anybody else's business, if you just told everybody the real thing, we probably wouldn't really be that worked up about this, right? Like, I'm not concerned about Tom Brady's ability to execute on a football field because he took a week off during camp. I'm just not. Like, it's
right.
Not.
Neither am I.
It's not a thing I'm worried about at 45 years old, the Hall of Famer. In fact, if anything, not practicing with a very good Titans defense in his face last week probably helped extend his career, if anything. So I don't have any problems with that. It's more about, like, well, why do you let the speculation run rampant? Because that's sort of our job, whether it's radio or print or TV or whatever. Our job is to try to figure out what's going on. And our job turns into pure speculation at that point, and some people are more responsible than others. But at the end of the day, if you don't just – if this was just a week off with the family or just a week vacation or just something silly, again, like, just say it and just tell us what's going on, and then nobody cares. It's not a story. We move on. Okay, Tom's back. Let's roll.
Well, we're going to get the opinion of one of our favorites next. ESPN football analyst Sam Acho going to join us next. Barton Hunt on ESPN Radio, presented by O'Reilly. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. They're close, convenient, known for guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. O'Reilly. I have to sing it every time. It just feels good that way. What feels good is Sam Acho hanging out with us now, Barton Hunt on ESPN Radio. Sam, I mean, you played. You were in locker rooms. Let's start with the obvious of you're a teammate of Brady's. Do you even care that he's out right now?
Yeah, if I'm a teammate, I don't care, right? Like, if I'm a teammate, I've played with him the last 2 years. I know he won us the Super Bowl. I know he's Tom Brady. I know he's the greatest of all time. Like, I don't need you for today. I need you for week one. I need you for week 17. I need you for the playoffs. So if I'm his teammate, it's a non-issue, right? If I'm his teammate, oh, it's just a story that the media or the fans are talking about if I'm his teammate.
So why then? I mean, I guess, again, if it's something that's very serious and something that is probably none of our business, then it's something that probably could affect him long term. But if it's not, why not just tell us?
Right. Well, that's the second piece, right? If I'm not his teammate, now I want to know everything. I want to know, like, what's going on and why and where is he? Is it something with family? They said, well, we heard people said that it's not his family's health or his health. Or was it something maybe when he retired? And all we can do is speculate. And so, like, if I'm not a teammate, I want to know what's going on. And in all reality, like, if part of me says, man, Tom, you're supposed to tell us. Let us know what's happening. But he has every right to his personal whatever. If the team says it's okay, it's okay. And so selfishly, I want to know just because I'm like, oh, where was he? Was he, you know, what was going on? But at the same time, if I'm on that field with him, I don't care. And also if I'm playing against him, I'm just hoping, okay, maybe he's distracted so I can win some games against the GOAT.
Yeah, all of this is real. We're talking to Sam Acho, ESPN football analyst. You can hear across all of our platforms. Barton Hunt, Braden Gall, Jason Fitz, in for the guys. I guess I'm just trying to figure out, you know, from a team standpoint, you know, we keep talking about the Masked Singer and all these things. Do you feel like Todd Bowles, the head coach, has handled all of this the right way in the way he's approached it?
Yeah, I think, actually, no. Interestingly enough, I would say no. I think the answer of saying, well, he'll be back sometime after X, Y, and Z, to me, that lends itself to more questions, right? Now, what do you say? I don't know what you say, but, well, he'll be back sometime. I don't really know. To me, that's not the best way to handle it externally. Now, internally, I think it's great, right? Like, it could, you know, and I don't want to speculate, you know, but I'm sure a lot of people have done a lot of speculation, but it just seems like Todd Bowles knows what's going on and people within that building know what's going on and they don't believe that it's an issue. Now, will it prove to be an issue down the line, that time away? Maybe, right? It really might because, like I said, like you're missing a lot of time and of course it doesn't affect you as a quarterback, but it might affect just the chemistry with some of the other players that are new to the team, Kyle Rudolph, Julio Jones. You know, you have a new center, you're going to have new guards. So for me, it might affect other guys, but it's not affecting Tom Brady.
Sam, what's interesting about the Buccaneers in general, they certainly operate within a winnable division in an NFC that has a lot of upward mobility. They're clearly one of the better teams, and Brady's one of the greatest quarterbacks, if not the greatest of all time. So, like, there's all these positive things. But when you start to stack up all the little things, like Brady being out for a week, Chris Godwin being recovering from ACL, Julio Jones was barely on the football field last year for the Titans. You replaced 3/5 of your offensive line. Bruce Arians is not on the sideline during game day. Like, you just keep going down the list of things, and it just says to me that I don't think Tampa Bay is a Super Bowl champion contender.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. I had a coach who said two phrases that really stood out to me. One was, little things done well make big things happen. This idea of, man, you keep on stacking those little things, those little, you know, eyes or hands or feet, like, just get your eyes right, big things will happen. Get your hands right, be in the right place, all those things. But then another phrase he also talked about was death by inches, which means, like, you keep, like, these little things that happen, an injury here or an injury there or somebody's late to a meeting. Like, this little, he called it death by inches. And so what we're seeing, who knows what's going to happen, but all these things keep on stacking up against Tampa Bay, at least for now, mind you. We're 20 days away from their first game. The season hasn't started yet, and everything may still be fine, right? your second round pick right tackle might be able to slide in at guard and learn it quicker than most, right? Hainsey, the center, may be able to step in and really do a good job since he's had a little bit of extra time since Ryan Jensen was injured earlier. Shaq Mason has experience with Tom Brady being from Tampa Bay or being with him in New England. So it may all work out, but these little things may end up hurting Tampa Bay's long-term chances.
We're talking to Sam Acho. Acho, this isn't the only reason that Brady's in the news, right? The other big story that broke over the weekend was, according to Dana White, he had it all facilitated where Brady and Gronk were headed to my beloved Raiders in 2020, and John Gruden put the kibosh on the deal. A lot of conversation about what it could have meant. But realistically, I keep thinking about Derek Carr, the quarterback that just took a team-friendly deal to make sure they could sign Davante Adams. It's really done everything the organization could ask. As a former player, if you hear these reports coming out today, knowing that Mark Davis and the Raiders organization was looking elsewhere, do you have a conversation? Like, what do you need to hear from the organization now to make you feel better about it?
Nothing. I use it as fuel. Like, you heard Tom Brady use it as fuel when they said, oh, they picked this guy over me, like the great ones. And I think Derek Carr has a little bit of this in him. You use it as fuel, right? Even if it is a story. Let's say, oh, it's a non story. Let's say it is a story. Y'all wanted somebody else? Y'all don't think I'm good enough? Let me go and show you, right? I was top six or top five in passing yards. This is Derek Carr last year. Let me go and show you who I am and what I'm about, right? We all know the stats about him, right? There's some great stats out there about him leading game-winning drives over the years. Like, let me show you. And so nothing needs to be said. What was said was already said. Now I'm going to go and show everybody what I'm about.
Go ahead, Brady. Jason.
Well, I was going to say, I asked you this last week, Sam, on Wednesday show, and because the Raiders, I think it's by far not even close. The AFC West is the most competitive division in football. I really like all these teams potentially to make the playoffs, but that's probably not going to happen. Now, you did not answer this, Sam, last week. I asked you, who is going to win, who makes the playoffs from the West, and who's the winner? And you kind of said all four. Have you decided anything now a couple of days later?
Remember, Acho, I've got a Raiders tattoo. Tread lightly, healer, Acho. Let's go.
You ain't going to be happy when we fit. I gave the Raiders non-answer. But I think – so Kansas City's got a force. I think Kansas City makes the playoffs. I think the L.A. Chargers make the playoffs. I think the Raiders will be – oh, this is tough.
This is tough, right?
I think Denver's out.
Oh, okay.
I think the Raiders. Jury's still out, man. I can't even. You know what I mean? I think the jury's still out for me. I'm high on Brandon Staley, head coach of the Chargers. I'm high on Justin Herbert. I'm hoping to be higher on their defense with some of their new additions, J.C. Jackson and Khalil Mack, Calvin Oy, etc. They were knocking on the door last year. The Raiders got in. I think that'll be flipped. I think they'll be in this year. They may even win the division. I just don't know if the Raiders will be the third team from that division to make it. They could be, right? That's why this division is so competitive.
Look, Acho, just remember, and I don't disagree with you, by the way, I picked the Chargers to win the division. But I will remind you that the only thing Justin Herbert and Brandon Staley know about the playoffs is what they learned playing it on Madden, just like me.
Wow.
So they're sitting at home.
I agree completely, but that was their first year together. That was Brandon Staley's first year as a head coach. Right, that was their first. Like, everyone's talking about, Justin Herbert's what, 24, right? Like this is his third year in the league. So everyone's right in that. Quarterbacks got to win, and coaches and all these things. It's only their second year together, y'all. It could be fireworks.
Acho, you know what? You and I are going to come up with a bet for a really healthy dinner somewhere in town over how this all plays out. Because Chargers are winning the division, but the Raiders are going to the playoffs. He's Sam Acho, ESPN football analyst. Acho, always appreciate your time. I know you're slammed today. Thanks for hanging out with us, my friend.
Nah, thank you all. My pleasure.
It is going to be crazy. I've said this numerous times, Braden, but think about this. If you want to make the argument, there are probably 13 teams in the AFC that could all be playoff worthy by the end of the year. There's a very good chance that we see a 10-win team that's really good that doesn't make the playoffs, and then they turn around and they rip it all apart. They fire the coach. They fire the GM. They get a new quarterback. They go into complete rebuild mode because they did not make the playoffs in a year where you may just not make the playoffs because it's that damn hard to do it. In fact, it could be that hard for the next 3 years to make the playoffs in the AFC. Like, it's That's why I drank. All right, speaking of the Raiders.
I was trying to count the – who are the three that are not going to make it? Houston, Jacksonville, and
– oh, man. Houston, yeah, I'm
Cleveland?
Out of Houston. I mean
– Pittsburgh?
No, I think they could surprise people.
The Jets are clearly one of the three.
Yeah, the Jets are clearly one of the three. Houston and the Jets are the two that you know you're out on. I don't think the Broncos make the playoffs, but that's my own bias. And I'm out on the Patriots, but that's just me being stupid.
Out on the Patriots?
I'm totally out on the Patriots. Yeah,
wow.
I'm out on the Patriots. Yeah,
what has Bill Belichick ever proven to you, Fitzy? What has he ever done?
Well, you know, if the line in the sand is Super Bowls, nothing since he lost Brady. Now I'm just firing up Patriots fans. You guys are fired up on creative ways that you've called out, creative ways that you found out not to go to work. We'll take more of your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Plus, the Raiders reportedly were on the cusp of having the GOAT, but not everybody that wears silver and black would have wanted that. I'll explain next. Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Jason Fitz, Braden Gall, filling in for the guys.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
It's Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM, Channel 80. Jason Fitz, Braden Gall. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Try the $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless with nationwide 5G on America's best network. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. Braden, the Straight Talk came this weekend from Dana White, who decided to disrupt my weekend and my Menchie's by saying this about Brady and Gronk and my beloved Raiders.
I worked to put that deal together for Brady and Gronk to come to the Raiders. And it was almost a done deal. And at the last minute, Gruden blew the deal up and said that he didn't want him. And hell broke loose, man. It was crazy. And Brady was already looking at houses, and it wasn't being said yet that Gronk was coming. So Las Vegas would have had Brady and Gronk the year that the Bucs won the Super Bowl, except Gruden blew the deal up.
Why is Dana White in on this deal? That's the first question. Like, why is Dana White facilitating? Like, there's no other way to get to Brady than through Dana White?
I guess, I mean, first of all, there's a couple of, let's like, we could do this like logically, right, Fitzy, which is that he's a very powerful person in sports business that has lots of phone numbers in his Rolodex, right? If those are, that's your cell phone, by the way, for anyone under the age of 30.
Yeah.
You know, he has access to these people, so he can get through the agents. He's got a huge bank account with a major corporate, you know, a big company that has a lot of power to lean on people, right? There's no question about that. Would it benefit him to have that type of showmanship in the city of Las Vegas? Probably so. So there's some ways you could see this being real. I also think there's part of this that you need to consider the source. It's real easy to say. Like, Fitzy, I could just come out and say, like, oh, yeah, like, Aaron Rodgers was going to come here to the Tennessee Titans. I had a deal done for it. I'm just some random fill-in on ESPN Radio, but I facilitated it. Like, you can say anything you want if there's no way to go back and, like, disprove it, right?
Yeah.
And so and the other thing is, like, who cares? If I'm Derek Carr, I certainly understand someone going after Tom Brady. You cannot have a big enough ego to think that you are better than Tom Brady. It's the same way that if the Titans were going to go after Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers in the offseason, if you're Ryan Tannehill, you have to have some semblance of self-awareness and be like, well, if you've got a chance to go get a Hall of Famer, you got to go do it, and I'm not that. So you have to have some level of understanding about the situation. The fact that Gruden's not there anymore, of course, we can all make the joke about his questionable decision making, but I think that's the interesting part, that like Gruden saved him, but like that's the weird part to me, is the Gruden angle in all of this. Like, what was he thinking if he could have had Brady? I don't understand.
Yeah, there's, especially for a guy that loves veteran players, all I can think is that Gruden really wanted to be the billboard. He didn't want anybody to come in that's a bigger star than he is. And Gruden was the billboard in the beginning going into Vegas, especially in 2020, you know. And for me, there's a couple of things to this. Number one, I think you make a really important point when it comes to Derek Carr and being able to accept this. I've said this a few times to people, but like Stuart Duncan is a super famous fiddle player in Nashville, plays on all these records. So if you walk into a session, Stuart Duncan's on it. He's played on literally hundreds of millions of records sold. Like, he's the guy, right, for fiddle. If I walked into a session, as much as I believed in myself as a fiddle player, if I walk into the room and I see they've got Stuart set up with all of his fiddles out, I'm like, I'm not going to unpack, guys. I totally get it. Even if it's my best friend that called me for the session, I'm like, oh, you got Stuart. I get it. I'll go home. You know, that's just sort of, I think you have to have some self-awareness to all of it. But the other side of the entire Brady conversation that I think is interesting is a lot of people don't realize how there's a large section of Raiders fans that despise the guy. Like, the Tuck Rule hate is so ingrained. Randy Scott, actually, a SportsCenter anchor, tweeted out over the weekend when this broke. He said, this might be the one thing that would have made me stop rooting for this team. There are a large faction of Raiders fans that are still so angry about the Tuck Rule, the line in the sand that meant towards one side getting, you know, a bunch of Super Bowls and suddenly Gruden's traded. I'm not saying it's rational, but I hosted one of the Tuck Rule specials on it. Like, it still gets under your blood. I don't know that every Raiders fan is universal that they would have even wanted it.
Oh, come on. Doesn't that disappear, though? Like, the second he's winning games?
No. Like, you're telling me, as a fan, put your fan hat on. You're telling me there's no player you rooted against so much. Because I would argue that the Raiders have the most hated player in the NFL for Raiders fans of my generation. Tom Brady is going to be in that list. John Elway, Tom Brady, like guys like that.
I get it. I'll put my hat on, because there's one guy I'm going to go to, and I'll explain it in a second. But I think it's, first of all, it wasn't Brady's fault that the rule was ruled the way it was, right?
But you got to blame somebody. That's just the way that goes.
I'm a Packers guy. I grew up a Packers guy. Like, I know that the Seahawks recovered the onside kick, and I know that there was the phantom call and the Hail Mary at the back of the end zone against Seattle. Like, I don't blame the Seahawks players for that. I blame dumb officiating or my own team. Now, I will say this. I'm a New York Mets fan. It is a burden that was bestowed upon me by my father. I didn't choose this life, okay? It has been given to me. He wanted me to suffer and struggle through my life. If all of a sudden Chase Utley was the second baseman for the New York Mets, probably the guy I hate the most of, objectively, like putting my fan hat on and taking off like being an analyst hat, right? If he breaks Wilmer Flores' leg back in the playoffs, like if that guy was winning me games, I don't care. I can separate, dude. I can compartmentalize. I can decide, like, I don't have to agree.
I don't know, though, like, this is what's hard about, like, football, particularly because you become defined by the quarterback of your favorite team. Like, who's the quarterback that you hated the most growing up? Now suddenly put them on your favorite team?
Well, so this is funny because, as a Packers guy, we saw it in reverse, right? With Favre going to the Vikings. Like, we grew up hating the Vikings, even though I really like this Minnesota team this year, by the way. I think watching him go to the Vikings, like, that was tough to watch if you're a young Packers fan. But really, if you're a Vikings fan, is the same exact thing that you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
And if you're a Vikings fan, do you care? He almost got him to the Super Bowl. They're 13-3 or whatever it was, and they're in the Superdome against New Orleans with a chance to go to the Super Bowl.
I don't think it cared. I'm telling you, that's easier, though, because what you're talking about is now you're sticking one to your rival, too. So you're like, oh, man, he prefers Minnesota. He's going to come here instead of great. Like, you can compartmentalize that. You can't really do anything about the whole, like, there. Look, I'm not one of them. Let me say this loudly. I'm not one of them. But there are Raiders fans that were all up in their emotions about Josh McDaniels being hired and not wanting anybody from the New England tree because of the hatred that still exists from that one chapter. I'm not saying it's rational. I'm just saying it's
let
there.
Let it go. Like, people need to let it go.
You can't,
move on.
It's the Buckner between the legs for an entire organization. Like, you can't let it go.
It's a fascinating thing that happens in sports, though, right? Like, you're in pain and you're suffering until you're not, right? Like, that's what, like, Philadelphia fans just suffering, 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 and then the Eagles win the Super Bowl and it's fine. So to me, it's like Brady won the Super Bowl that year. Let's say he wins the Super Bowl. Does anyone care? Of course not.
No,
Raiders fan cares that night when they're celebrating with a Super Bowl championship. If Tom Brady was the guy who did it. Like, no one cares. It's always like, we suffer, we hate, we have these standards, we don't want to deal with this person, we hate that guy, we have all these things we put in place in our head, and then the second that person does something for us, we're like, no, we love him, it's fine.
Look, you're not wrong about that, and a Super Bowl eases everything, but an AFC Championship game loss doesn't, a loss in the Super Bowl doesn't. Like, there's only one outcome that makes you root for a guy you hate on your favorite team. I'm interested, you guys can chime in, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Is there a player that you know is like all-star Hall of Fame level that no matter what you would never want to see on your team? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We're talking like Hall of Fame. You know that it gives you a shot at winning it all, but you still are just like skin crawling. I want nothing to do with that guy. Maybe it's just Raiders fans, but we'll get some of your calls on that. Plus, you guys wanting to chime in on calling out sick, we'll make sure that we get plenty of those in, as well as Tom Brady found a creative way to not show up for work. What's your most creative stories? We'll take some of your calls, let you guys take over. Plus, we'll get you caught up on a little bit of college football news next. Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Jason Fitz, Braden Gall, filling in for the guys.
Bart and Hahn.
Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, Jason Fitz, Braden Gall, filling in for the guys, asking you guys a couple of questions. The wildest calling out story in honor of Tom Brady, just, you know, leaving camp for a week or so. Also, in honor of Tom Brady and my beloved Raiders, is there somebody that's so stinking good, Hall of Fame level, but you still know you wouldn't want to see him on your favorite team? You've stacked the phone lines, so we'll let you take over. Eric in Connecticut, thanks for calling the show. Eric, what you got, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So, yeah, I woke up one morning and I called my boss and I was like, man, I'm having a real problem with my eye. And he's like, why? What's the matter? I'm like, I don't know. It's just not really feeling all that well. I can't see. And he's like, well, are you going to go to the hospital? I'm like, nah, I don't think so. He's like, why not? I go, because I just don't see my butt coming into work today. And then I hung up.
How many kids you got, Eric? Because that's some dad stuff right there, buddy. Yep, that's
I got
good.
You.
I'm going to use that. Thank you. As a new father, I'm going to use that. I need some good dad joke material.
I mean, if you start a book, like Ryan McGee's got the dad joke Twitter thing going on. Like, he just gives it all to you.
I'm not going to lie. I've definitely done some Googling and then checking McGee's Twitter account to be like, what can I write on a note and put it into my daughter's lunchbox today?
I like that. Let's go to Donovan in Virginia, just because I like what he wants to talk about. Donovan, what you got, man? Thanks for calling the show.
And no problem. Hey, as far as Josh McDaniels, like you said, the Patriot way, I don't want it to end up like the movie Casino, to where, you know, Ziggler's playing Robert De Niro, everybody watches everybody. You know, he brought in Devontae Adams, Chandler Jones. I don't want Josh McDaniels to turn into Joe Pesci with that desert, with that meeting in the desert. Like, I asked you, when the did that? I don't want, you know what I'm saying, mess it up, man. And with Derek Carr, it's like that scene in Fast and the Furious, man. Hey, why you bring the Buster back? Why do you want to keep Derek Carr? Because Derek Carr didn't quit on us. Derek Carr kept us alive at 6-7, man. Derek Carr led us to the playoffs. Beat the Chargers when two of his top weapons was out, man. Y'all going to see, man. Y'all just gave him his college teammate that he broke records with. Derek Carr MVP, man. And Super Bowl MVP. Y'all going to see, man. Just win, baby.
And Devin, thanks for the call. Or Donovan, thanks for the call. Look, I put cash on MVP odds are great for Derek Carr. I put it out right as the rumors were hitting that Donovan or Devontae might be acquired. I put a little money out there. Look, I tell people constantly, wide receivers play with Derek Carr, they get paid. Look at Aguilar, look at Zay Jones. Yeah, you play with DC, you get paid.
It is all a value proposition. Like, Josh McDaniels was a proven commodity and a Super Bowl champion, then Raiders fans wouldn't have questions about him. It is all about how good you are and what you can do for me. That's what it is. We don't know if Josh McDaniels is a good enough coach to win the championship.
Yeah, well, we're going to find out this year when my beloved Raiders win the Super Bowl. I'm going to be insufferable. More of your calls coming up right now on Barton Hahn. My beloved Raiders are trying to make some moves. Maybe Tom Brady? I don't know. Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio. Braden Gall, Jason Fitz filling in for the guys. We're also on the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We're asking you a couple of things. Most creative calling out story in honor of Brady just deciding he wasn't going to show up for a week. And also, you know, the Hall of Fame level player that you just never want to see on your team, even if you know they make them better. We're going to go to Randy here in California. I've been told Randy has a tremendous calling out story, but I've also been told, Randy, that we have to remind you to keep it very clean because I work for Mickey Mouse. So if we can't say it to Mickey Mouse, we can't say it on air. Randy, what you got, man?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I had an employee at the time we were doing bike security for the casino. And he called me one morning and said that he couldn't come into work because, him and his wife had been trying to have babies for, they were having problems. So I guess it was the night after was her the most fertile night. And he called me that morning and said that he couldn't even walk or put on his undergarments. So he needed the day off, and he ended up taking 2 days off. Attaboy. Getting a note from his doctor and getting put on light duty because he couldn't ride the bike for a week and a half.
Oh, Randy, that is one of the best stories I've ever heard on radio in general. Thank you. Thank you for the call. That is just well done. Did it result in a kid, though? We didn't get that piece of
information. Oh, we didn't know how the story ended.
Did they have a – like, Randy, at least call our producers back. Let us know.
Let's just pretend that it totally worked.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
for the sake of the story, it absolutely finished with a wonderful family.
Just imagine calling my boss and being like, look, I've got a doctor's note. I'm so drained I've got a doctor's note from the hibbity-dibbity that just happened. That is remarkable work. Now all of America is just wildly uncomfortable. Keep those calling out calls coming because that is great. But we're also asking you guys for, you know, a Hall of Fame player you know would make your team better, but you just never want to stomach them on your team. Mike in North Carolina. Mike, what you got, man? Thanks for calling the show.
Thanks for taking me, man. I just want to weigh in on that because I actually went through this. I actually hate LeBron James with a passion, and I've been a lifelong Lakers fan, diehard Kobe fan. So ever since he's come to the Lakers, like, I can't even find it in myself to even root for the Lakers anymore.
Did you celebrate the Lakers championship that they won?
No, I damn sure didn't.
Oh, that's so depressing.
I think that's real.
No, this is what I don't understand about LeBron James, Fitzy. Why do people hate LeBron James? What is the worst thing he's ever done?
Took his talents to Miami.
Leave Cleveland. Right. You're exactly right. What? Like, I understand if you a human being who is a criminal that you don't want to root for because he is a disgusting human being, that's fine. I get it. The LeBron James to me is beyond comprehension why people hate him. I don't understand.
I just want anybody that truly hates LeBron to answer this one question. If you were offered a substantial raise to live anywhere in the world and given the choice between Cleveland or Miami.
Don't hate on Cleveland now.
No, Cleveland's fine. It's fine. Cleveland.
Although there are reasons to hate on them now. So.
Cleveland or Miami? Like, I just can't find fault in my heart for somebody to say, you know what? Guys, I think I'm more of a Miami person than a Cleveland person. Like, I don't know. Rob in Ohio, thanks for calling the show, Rob. What you got? Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. So I grew up a Patriots fan, and I despised Peyton Manning. So I don't think I could stomach him being the quarterback for the Patriots, although in my all-time quarterback rankings, I got Tom first and Peyton second. I know he's great, but I couldn't stand him growing up, so that'd be tough to deal with, in my opinion.
See, this is so weird to me, Fitzy. Like, the thing that keeps me from rooting for someone is who they are as a person. Like, again, I can get over the hatred as a young sports fan. Like, there's a lot of players I hated growing up as, like, a Mets fan, for example, right? Like, again, a lot of Phillies, a lot of Braves that a lot of Yankees that just kind of – that just bothered me because I was a fan. But they weren't bad – like, Mariano Rivera. I could not hate Mariano Rivera. Like, he's just too good of a dude. Like, I can't not hate – like, to me, it's – if I'm a University of Tennessee grad. If the University of Tennessee hired Urban Meyer to be the head coach of the University of Tennessee, I am done. I'm done. I'm walking away from my school. I'm handing in the alumni card. I'm done with it. Urban Meyer, I cannot root for Urban Meyer. Full stop. That's it. But that's about who he is as a person. It's not about, I know he's going to win. Like, he would step into any school and he would win a championship because he's that good. But there's no chance I could root for him. Zero.
Yeah. And that's what I think it's really, it's interesting because you, and I say this with tremendous compliment, as a tremendous compliment, One thing that has always been consistent in working with you over the years we've known each other is that you have a moral compass. Like, you have a moral compass on things you stand for, right? You have pillars that matter a lot to you from people and from society and things you believe in. And I have a compass of, did we win or did we not win? Like, I am fair. Awful. Like, so for me, sometimes it's easier. There are certain transgressions that are so over the top that I wouldn't root for that player. But it is really, it's easier for me to hate on somebody because of the team they played for than, like, I can compartmentalize better. Like, a lot of these people are just, you know, tons of jerks out there. Easy for me to say that. But if I've spent every single Sunday yelling obscenities at somebody and now I got to root for them, sometimes that's hard. I mean, sometimes okay. All right. That gets a little. All right. You guys, we're going to let you guys continue to chime in because all I had to do was say the word LeBron and now a bunch of LeBron opinions. We'll get all of you in. It's your show as much as it's our show. But coming up, Tom Brady is back. The question, does that mean suddenly everybody's singing Kumbaya around the campfire in Tampa? We'll figure out if everything's good down there next. Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio, Braden Gall, Jason Fitz filling in for the guys.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.